So hey guys, this is Darshan Ahir, and today we are going to talk about how are we going to deal with life, depression, anxiety and a lot of other things. So the very first thing I'm going to start off with is I am getting tremendous amount of questions from people that how you keep yourself motivated, aren't there any setbacks in your life? So my answer is yes, there are setbacks in everybody's life, but the major thing and the very first thing one starts off with dealing with them is that we don't back off. We go straight through it, we go straight on it, we deal with it, we hit it for a six, but we don't back off. If we backed off, then there ain't no chance of getting back up again. There isn't any chance. And there are a lot of people who even are like, this message of mine is for the people who are half dead, who are just not doing anything, they have no motto in life, they're just in need of some pump or some boost so that they are gonna get back up. So the very first thing is, at least don't give up. The second thing is, if you are looking for a pump, go look in the mirror, look at your own self. That's where you're gonna get the boost. That's where all of the things are gonna start from. You are not gonna get your boost in anyone, not me, not any friend, and nobody. The pump, the boost you're gonna get is from the mirror. Look at yourself, look at the way you're shaped. And if you wanna get yourself in shape, get your butt up and work for it. Just fucking work for it. If you're not gonna work for it, you are not gonna get anything, regardless of whatever I am saying. First thing. Second thing is, I am also getting these type of questions that where you're like, we do the things, but the things aren't gonna work. Firstly, negative dealing. Second things, we are doing things, but the results aren't getting. We are not getting the results. We are doing the things, but we are not getting the results. This is not going to happen so easily. This is just fucking not going to happen so easily. If you want to go look at Eric Thomas, look at other motivational speakers. They were digging into the grave. They led their way up from the grave. So the thing is, you just got to work regardless of the time taken, regardless of whatever things you are going to do. You just have to work on yourselves, and that's it. The results will come, trust me. Amen. The results will come. The results won't come so fast, the results won't take so long as well, but the results are gonna come. You gotta grind. Now right now I'm gonna motivate you, thousands of other people are gonna motivate you, and where's that's gonna lead you? Where the heck is that gonna lead you? You're gonna run in half marathon, you're gonna run in full marathon. You're gonna be like, okay, yeah, I'm all pumped up. I'm gonna get back up at 5 a.m. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. You do that for one day, you do that for 2 days. And after that, what? You're back to your fucking bed. And it's all snuggly. You have your pillow, you have your blanket with you. And you're like, no, man, I don't wanna get back up. That's not gonna happen. That is just fucking not gonna happen. You have to get up. You do it for one day, you do it for 2 days, you got to do it another day. This is how it's gonna work. Otherwise, ain't no such thing as grind if you're not doing this. It's grind season, it's grind period, homie. You gotta get your butt up. Regardless of the whatever age you are, regardless of whatever job you are doing, regardless of whatever the fuck you're doing, get your butt up at fucking 6 a.m. And it has everything to do with the way you talk, the way you walk, the way your friend circle is, the way you eat, the way you sleep, every single thing. And the very last thing is the way you breathe. If you don't breathe heavily, if you are just taking easy breaths, life's gonna be so fucking painful. If you want success as bad as you want to breathe, your breath must be heavy. You gotta die for the breath. You gotta die for success as you die for that breath. You're in that water dying. your feet doesn't touch the ground when you're in the pool and you're dying for that little bit of escape where you can take go up and take your breaths. That's what makes up you. That's what makes you up. That is what how it's gonna lead. Do it. Do it. Get back up. Do it. Not for anybody but for you. Do it. Your job is not getting well. Your boss is firing you. People are fucking you up. Look in the fucking mirror and talk to yourself that, am I doing the things right? And if you are doing the things right and people are saying that, bro, you're not doing the things right, then stand for your own self-respect. Stand for your own self-respect. And the very first thing and the very last thing, and that should be the motto of your life, is grind. And do not start a fight. But if you start a fight, don't back down. Stand for your self-respect. You are sent to this world by God for a thousands of things. And if you're not even doing that, you are just a waste of life. You are just a waste of creation, which he or she, whatever made you, you are just a waste. If you're not doing things, you gotta get your butt up. And I don't know why I'm even here, but the very first thing is, even I am somebody like you. Even I am someone here trying in this whole world of proving other people. But I realized this later. The thing is, you gotta be the sun. Not the natural sun, but the sun. The sun who just fucking never sets. The sun who does not set. The sun who shines brighter. And there ain't no moon in one's life. There ain't no moon. The moon is all beautiful and stars and this and that. The sun burns. And I want you to be the sun and not the moon. And not the stars. Be the sun. Shine brighter. And trust me, you're not gonna shine. I'm gonna shine and you are gonna shine as well. And we are gonna meet each other at the bright side of life. Peace. Keep punching.